Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Entercom Communications. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the program. The City of Norfolk is making coronavirus relief grants available for small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the pandemic. Priority will be given to minority and women-owned businesses. Sean Washington, Senior Business Development Officer, Manager for the City of Norfolk, joins me to tell us more. Good morning to you, Sean.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me about the program. How did it come about, Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, unfortunately, because of the state that the world is in as it relates to the coronavirus, our businesses have been hit hard. And what we do in economic development with the City of Norfolk is obviously focus on business retention. So we knew immediately, based on obviously our stay-at-home orders by the governor, of course, forced to close down, individuals couldn't go out and socialize as normal. We want to make sure that we put some sort of program and funding in place to help our businesses stay afloat until whenever we quote unquote get back to normal, which we still don't know what that is, of course. And so we had the opportunity to get some funds from the U.S. Treasury that was actually allocated directly to the City of Norfolk. And the City of Norfolk had the large responsibility to figure out how to properly allocate those dollars. And it was a total of $21 million. And they were able to give $2 million of those dollars over to our Department of Economic Development, once again, so we can rapidly deploy funds to our businesses and nonprofits.
How does this program differ from other capital access programs that have been offered by the city?
Yeah, great question. So the capital access programs that we had previously really were meant to do kind of one of two things. The main thing was to help businesses expand and to grow, right? So those old programs, we said, well, we'll give you X amount of money if you're going to look to hire additional employees. And maybe those employees were located in low to moderate income areas or they were low to moderate income individuals as a whole. With this particular program, again, just based on a pandemic, everybody is affected. So it's not necessarily about can you expand your business and kind of help grow. It's more about we want to make sure we give you funds to help retain your client, I'm sorry, your employee base that you have right now. And again, be able to keep your doors open until we can kind of return back to a normal state of business.
Now, once again, where did the funds come from?
Yeah, funds came from the U.S. Treasury. It was actually based on the CARES Act funding. So multiple cities, of course, across the country got these same type of funding sources. But again, the city just made the decision to deploy $2 million to us so we can do this program.
Okay, so but you do have the money from the Treasury Department.
We got it. Yeah. It is physically in our accounts. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. So who's eligible for the CORE grant?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously our businesses and actually nonprofits as well, and that's another great distinction for economic development. We normally did not focus on the nonprofit side, but as part of this particular program, we did roll them into it. So the way that we do these tiers, as we call it, is that there is a $5,000 tier. So for businesses that has either zero employees, sole prop, or five employees. Next tier up is $15,000. And so that goes for businesses from six to 25 employees. And then there's a larger pot, $25,000 for businesses with 26 to 50 employees. And so most importantly, you have to be, as we define a small business, which is 50 employees or less.
Okay.
So that's the most important
distinction. Because that was a question I had. When they throw around that phrase small businesses, I'm learning that small businesses could mean a business that make $10 million
a year. There you go. Correct.
Correct.
It really just depends on, so as a municipality, we have a little bit of say of how we want to define that, but we try to stay in line with the way the state actually views a small business, and they use the definition of 50 employees or less.
How many of these grants will be awarded?
Yeah, so the numbers right now look about 130, and it could be more. And the reason for that is because, so and maybe I should have mentioned this, so the $2 million we actually have to deploy by December 30 of this calendar year. So the way that we originally looked at it from a capacity standpoint, we wanted to be able to deploy about 28 to 30 grants per month, and we're doing the application rounds once per month. And so obviously we have our August round, September, October, and November. So when you look at those numbers, it can be around about 130 or more of businesses that we're looking to award.
Okay, so the next round of grants will be awarded
Yep. So next round of applications, I will say, open up beginning of September. So it's always going to be the first 2 weeks of the month, if I remember correctly. The Monday is actually August 31st. And then 2 weeks actually will take us to September 11th.
So it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Absolutely, sir.
Okay. So how does one apply?
Yeah, great question. So all information is on our website. So it's norfolkdevelopment.com. Again, norfolkdevelopment.com. As soon as you get there, there's a big green button that says CORE, and that's what we labeled the program as, Coronavirus Relief Fund for short.
Okay.
CORE Grant Program, click here. Simply click that button, and you'll see a lot of information that I just described about the program, but most importantly, you'll be able to see the Apply Here button, of course. There is another button that actually says Get Application Help. So there are individuals within my department who are actually hand-holding businesses through the application
That's
if they're having any type of challenges.
Yeah.
And then the last thing you'll see is a toolbox option there that gives you a lot of course, the details of the program, preview of the application, things of that nature to help you get through.
I'm so glad to hear that you have people available to help walk you through the process. I hate doing stuff online, filling out forms online.
It can be challenging and frustrating, and I think we recognize that our businesses have done an abundance of applications, right?
Yeah.
Giving where they're trying to go ahead and locate some dollars to help keep their businesses open. So again, we want to at least try to make it a little bit easier for them.
Yeah. How much money have you given away so far?
So for this particular program, it's funny you said that. So this particular application round that opened up in August literally just closed on, I believe that was the 14th, that Friday. Don't have the calendar in front of me. And I wish I had the exact numbers, but we are anticipating awarding anywhere from about 60 businesses now, which can be about $1 million in itself that we are actually looking to award.
I'm talking with Sean Washington, Senior Business Development Manager for the City of Norfolk. We're talking about the Coronavirus Relief Grants, our CORE for the City of Norfolk. Sean, you mentioned nonprofits are eligible as well.
Correct.
Talk to me about that. What opportunities are available?
Yeah, great question. So with the nonprofits, we actually have, I just call one tier available, and that's a $15,000 grant bucket. And the only real eligibility there is that, again, you can't have any more than 50 employees in itself. So anybody who is kind of a one-person shop, for lack of better words, in comparison, those who have, of course, several employees can actually apply. Very similar to the application for the for-profit businesses, but there's a little more detail that we're asking. I think a perfect example is we know that there are nonprofits maybe located in Norfolk that may serve the whole region.
Yeah.
So we actually want to allow that nonprofit to kind of tell that story a little bit so we can understand, well, are you actually serving maybe individuals or businesses who've been affected by the pandemic now? Again, is your focus just in the city of Norfolk? Is your focus in the totality of the region? So I would just say that nonprofit application is a little more robust because we just want to make sure that we allow that nonprofit to kind of tell that story a little more.
Okay. Is there a limit to the number of times a business or nonprofit can apply for a particular grant?
Yeah, great question. So in terms of the amount of times you can apply, no. And I want to make sure I make that distinction. So unfortunately, there may be a business who applies, let's say, in this August round that we just had that maybe was not awarded.
Okay.
If you weren't awarded, you can actually go and reapply the following month. But I will add that if you were awarded, we ask that you don't reapply. Really, we're trying to make sure we touch as many business owners as possible. So that's the reason why we asked for that.
Okay. Can a business receive the CORE grant and a micro business grant in the same phase?
Yeah. So, and let me kind of answer that distinction a little bit. So the kind of the CORE product in itself is the overall umbrella. And then the micro business you were just talking about is just one of the tiers within that particular CORE program. So I think more of a distinction is that if I go for the $5,000 grant, can I then go for another grant, right? The $15,000 and $25,000.
Yeah.
So unfortunately for that, it would be a no because it's always going to be based upon your employee count. So whatever that employee count is, that has to be the product that you apply for.
Okay. Sean, you mentioned earlier that if a city can, one of the prerequisites is that the city be based in Norfolk.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, correct.
They can have locations in other parts of the city.
That is correct.
Can they apply for funds for each location?
That's a great question as well. So we ask that you don't. And here's the reason why. It's because, again, we want to try to actually assist as many business owners as possible. That was really the vision of the program.
Okay.
So if I can give that example, Dale, if I myself actually have, let's say, two locations within the city of Norfolk, mm-hmm. I would actually ask that you kind of apply for the business that may be hurting the most, for lack of better words, because that's going to be the one that we're going to try to go ahead and get funded first. And then, like I said, turn back around and fund as many other Norfolk business owners as we can. I will add that we are looking to get some more funding from the U.S. Treasury to kind of continue this program. I think I mentioned earlier that the funds had to be spent by December, of course, of this calendar year.
Yeah.
So if we get that additional funding, then we'll definitely be able to look to open it up to business owners who have multiple locations.
Yeah. Well, what type of businesses are eligible for CORE?
Yeah, great question as well. So there is no specific target as it relates to industries. And so an example of that is you'll see a lot of programs maybe targeting the retail industry
mm-hmm.
or the restaurant industry or the professional cares and professional services industry. Ours is completely wide open. So it doesn't matter what industry you're in, you can apply. In terms of, we say, the legal organizational structure, just to name a few, you can be a sole proprietor, of mm-hmm. course. You can be a LLC, limited liability company, an LLP, which is limited partnership there. You can be a corporation, and that can be a S corp and or a C corp as well. So again, we've really opened it up to whatever type of legal business type that you are to be able to apply.
I'm talking with Sean Washington, Senior Business Development Manager for the City of Norfolk. We're talking about the Coronavirus Relief Grant.
Mm-hmm. How
is the money to be used, Sean? Is it just for operating expenses? Can you make it, use it to make improvements?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great question. So this is actually some language that comes out of the Treasury, because remember, whoever controls the money, as I like to say, makes the rules.
Yeah.
So what they say that it has to be used for those expenses that relates to business interruption. So an example of that is, of course, if you had to close your doors, right, based on the stay-at-home order, but you still had to pay your rent, right? Or
right.
if you own your location, of course, and you have to make that mortgage payment, then that's what the U.S. Treasury looks at as something that was based on business interruption. Another example would be, of course, when the stay-at-home orders came down, and then, of course, the phasing came down from the governor, you had to put splash guards in place, right? Stickers to show
yeah.
social distancing.
Yeah.
Those are funds that you can actually look to you can use the funds for. But unfortunately, if you were to call me and say, hey, Sean, look, we're growing exponentially, and we're just looking to truly expand our business, can I use the money for that? And that answer is unfortunately no. Because again, as it relates to the CARES Act, right, and the
yeah.
U.S. Treasury, they want to make sure their funds were focused on that interruption side of
okay.
the equation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Can you briefly walk me through the application process? What type of documentation does one need?
Great question. So a little bit of variance based on which tier you're applying for, but let me give you an example if I am applying for the $15,000 for-profit grant. So first and foremost, the application will ask you kind of some pre-screening questions. Of course, we want to know things such as, again, are you physically located in the city of Norfolk? Is the business owner a city of Norfolk resident? We're asking questions about demographic information, things like that. Then we're getting your traditional information, right? Name of your business, address, tax ID, telephone number, things that you would find on any application.
Okay.
Then as it gets down to the documentation, we are asking for a 2020 City of Norfolk business license. So we do want that business license to be up to date for the city of Norfolk. What's called your organizational documents. So if I give that example, if I'm an LLC, I should be able to go onto the SCC website and be able to confirm that you are still a legal active organization. So again, we want you to upload that documentation. And then we actually put together what's called, Dale, a financial summary spreadsheet, where basically all we're asking for you is to plug in your sales numbers for the months of January, February, March, all the way down to August.
Okay.
Because for that reason, we need to be able to show via documentation that you had a decline in revenue
mm-hmm.
based on a pandemic. So that spreadsheet is the way that we're doing it.
And that's, all of this is being done online?
Absolutely. Yep, everything's done online. Absolutely.
And there is help available for the application process.
Correct.
You can call and talk to a body.
You can actually, I tell you, there are two individuals actually on the website, and their work cell phone numbers are there. So yes, you can actually get in contact with somebody specifically.
All
yes,
right. Sir. When you're filling out the form, can it be saved and returned to later?
Great question. Absolutely.
That's a lot of information.
It is.
Oh my God, where did I?
It is, yeah. You can absolutely start that. So again, as soon as that portal opens up, as I like to say, you can go in there and start as much as you would like there. And then you can go back, and as long as you fully submit it by that cutoff date, which for September is September 11th, you are good to go and in the pool.
Okay. Will the city let me know that my form has been received and is being...
Yeah, reviewed? Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, yep. So what happens is that as soon as you actually input that application, you get an automated email that actually confirms that your application was fully submitted. Yeah. Great question.
And you let me know if it's been approved.
Yes. So so the reason why
the check is in the mail.
Yeah, I'll say the reason why we're actually doing the rounds the first 2 weeks of the month, because from an administrative standpoint, we take the last 2 weeks of the month to go through all the applications, make sure they're complete, and then we start reaching out to those businesses who have been approved, or unfortunately, if one has been declined, maybe something was uploaded incorrectly and we couldn't fully process it. We're going to have that conversation with you within those last 2 weeks of the month so you can get ready for the next application round that's coming up in the beginning of the month.
Well, what's some of the reasons why applications may be declined, Sean?
Great question. So one that I'll use that we actually did see this past round here, Dale, was that, so the business license. We do say very clearly that you have to upload a 2020 City of Norfolk business license.
Yeah, 2020.
2020, yes. So unfortunately, the system is not intuitive enough to say, oh, you uploaded a 2019 business license, right?
Right.
It will let you upload it and then mark it as complete. So then we have to go in via administrative and put our eyes on it to ensure that it is a 2020 application and not a 19 or an 18 or something like that.
All right. So, okay, I make a mistake. Can I reapply the next month? Or do I have to get back in line, or can I just upload the...
Yeah, great question. Nope. So what happens is if you uploaded something by mistake, if I can use that 2019 license as an example, all your other information will be there as it was. So what you need to do is when we actually go and open up that portal again on August 31st, you just need to go up to that one particular area in the application, take out that 19 license and put in a 20, and then just hit that one submit button, and that's all you need to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Sean Washington, Senior Business Development Manager for the City of Norfolk. We're talking about the Coronavirus Relief Grant, a grant that's being made available for small businesses and nonprofits impacted by the pandemic in the City of Norfolk.
Right.
Priority be given to minority and women-owned businesses.
Absolutely.
That's right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So let's say I'm approved, Sean, for a grant. How will I receive the funds?
Yeah, great question. So what we're actually looking to do, that if you are in that $5,000 tier, we're actually looking to actually cut physical checks directly to you. So just to kind of give you a little firmer time frame, again, the first application round closed on the 14th, I think it was that Friday. So we're actually looking to actually get checks out to those businesses, $5,000 pool, by the end of this week. So that looks like us obviously getting an executed grant agreement with that particular business, of course. Mm-hmm. We just need to verify the information in the application I described earlier. And then most importantly, we want to verify, of course, your address. And then we're actually going to cut a check and then put that into the mail for you.
Okay.
For the larger tiers, however, the $15,000, $25,000, and the nonprofit, those actually go through a review committee. And that review committee takes, once again, the last 2 weeks of the month to look at those applications. And then there's an approval for those particular grants at what's called the Economic Development Authority's monthly board meeting, which is the first Wednesday of the month, which is September 2nd.
Okay.
Soon as we get that approval from the board, we turn around and do the same thing. We get executed grant agreements with those businesses, verify address, and then at that point, we should be able to give them the opportunity to either have an automatic draft or ACH into their account, or once again, we can put a physical check in the mail for them.
Are the grants taxable?
They are not. Great question as well.
Great.
Yeah, great question. So because it comes from the U.S. Treasury in itself, that's actually part of their guidelines and regulations there.
Okay. Well, Sean, let's say I was awarded a grant from another agency, you know, federal, state, or local. Am I still eligible for CORE funds?
That's a great question as well.
Man, I'm full of them.
Yeah, you are. You got the good ones here. So these are the ones we get asked frequently. So you are. Here's a caveat, though. And the best example I give, a lot of people are aware of kind of course, the PPP program, and then, of course, the IEDL program from the SBA. So what I say to them, and this is part of the Treasury documentation, is that if you got a PPP loan to pay for, let's say, payroll for your team, you need to actually use the PPP dollars first to make sure that that money is no longer available. And then you can take our core money and kind of pick up where you left off, for lack of better words.
Okay.
Okay. So that's why that distinction is, you can duplicate the use, but we want to make sure that you've used those other dollars that you got first before you turn around and use the core CARES Act money.
Okay. Here. All right, Sean, let's review.
Yes.
So the next round of grants will be awarded.
Correct. So next round of grants will be, well, I'll make sure I'm clear here. So we are awarding the grants from the August application pool. We're looking to do that now. We're in the process of doing that as we speak.
All right.
The next application round opens up August 31st, which is a Monday, and it will be open for 2 weeks, which I believe, and I don't have the calendar in front of me, is September 11th.
Okay.
Is that following Friday.
There. Okay. And to apply for a grant, one must...
Yep. Go straight to NorfolkDevelopment.com. Of course, you'll see a big green button that just says Core Coronavirus Relief Fund Grant.
Yeah.
Click here. Click that button, and then you'll see the button that says Apply here on the next screen.
And if I need help filling out the application, I can call.
Absolutely. So once you go to the website, there's another button that says Get Application Help.
Okay.
When you click that button, you'll see two individuals' names right there on the website that you can call directly.
Mm-hmm.
I even add, Dale, that we have a separate email box that says developmentgrants.com that just in case you want to email a quick question, we actually respond to that box daily.
Okay. And the grants are available, will be awarded to small businesses.
Correct. Less than 15 employees.
Less than 15 employees.
Yes.
Minority and women-owned businesses will be given priority.
That's correct. Absolutely.
All right. Wonderful. Is there anything else we should know?
I tell everybody that we have to spend the money, right? So again, we have until the end of this calendar year to get the money out the door. So we need the applications to come on in. We need to go ahead and process and fund our businesses so we can keep doors open for the long haul here. So please apply.
Yeah. Sean, thank you so much for dropping by and taking time off your busy schedule to be with us this morning.
Dale, thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
This has been Hampton Roads Perspectives. If you would like to share information about an event or organization to be featured on a future program, please send us an email. The address is hrp@entercom.com. That's hrp@entercom.com. Or send the information to Entercom Communications, 236 Clearfield Avenue, Suite 206, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23462. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of Entercom Communications. Hampton Roads Perspectives is a public service of Entercom Communications.